The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The relationship was going great until you found blank. A woman was in a relationship with someone. She found a locked room, and in it were a lot of sex dolls.
Like, so many of
them. And I can't imagine, like, if... I mean, that seems like something you got to reveal pretty early.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know.
And they were together long enough that they were sexually active together. So that's really weird.
Wait, do you have to reveal it pretty early? I don't think you do.
I mean, if you're exclusive and you're having sex regularly and you have this whole side gig of humping plastic, I think you owe someone.
Well, I mean, then does she have to reveal all of her dildos? I mean, that's something. I don't get it.
That's different.
Is it?
I don't know. Do women name their dildos and dress them and put them in cars and drive them around and build special rooms for them?
Maybe.
I could answer that question.
Kelly?
I don't do that.
Thank you.
You don't do that.
All right,
okay. I've never named a dildo.
Oh, I'll bet a lot of people have.
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think I've named a dildo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't think you necessarily have to tell a partner early on that that's your fetish, but I do think you should tell them before they find out.
That's really, that's what I'm getting
at. Before they open the secret vault.
Like, don't tell them to go get the Tylenol out of the closet that your sex dolls are in without telling them, by the way, before you open that closet, I got to tell you something that's about to come out of that
Where's
closet.
Where's the bathroom?
And it's my sex dolls.
Yeah. Imagine walking into that horror room of horrors.
Oh my God.
But, yeah. Imagine if you didn't tell, but they're like, where's your bathroom again? Oh, it's just down the hallway past the door with a padlock on it.
It's past my sex doll
room.
Sorry,
what?
Yeah.
You could do it that way. It could be a casual thing, I think. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would hope if I would have questions like, are you still having sex with these dolls?
Yeah.
Like, how often is this happening? Because I don't love that. No shame, but it is a different kind of kink for me that I'm a little like, what is? I don't think I want to see you doing that.
Yeah,
I would. No.
Especially a collection. Like it's almost like I can see that scenario in my mind where you're dating somebody and then open that door and then it's like a horror movie where you get tunnel vision and then it's like, whoa.
Ooh, but what if you look you go, just oh like a sex doll? Is that a compliment or is that creepy?
No, it's even weirder.
I feel like I'd be complimented.
It's like they're working on replacing you with the plastic one. They're just going to murder you for like the last piece of the doll.
Or maybe they'll find me and cherish me and put me in a closet forever where no one else will know that I'm there.
Is that appealing to you?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It would be
like, six listeners just went, ooh, jackpot.
Yeah.
I think it would be a compliment if you came back and all the dolls were in the dumpster. Mm-hmm. That would be a great compliment. You just replaced six, like, whatever, however many.
Maybe
12
it was
dolls. That's pretty good.
Desperate little virgin beforehand.
Well, most likely in some sense.
Desperate little virgin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that'd be a really weird. I'm with you, Kelly. That matters to whether or not that's a pretty big factor in the relationship. That's, you know, right in the same ballpark as boatloads of debt or, you know, secret kids.
Maybe. I don't know. The thing is that chances are this is going to be the only time this ever happens in the history of mankind. Yeah. Because people who have lots of sex dolls, like good ones, they don't They're not really going to bring a live girl home.
You wouldn't think they'd have a whole lot of success with, like,
not really.
Well, and
people.
Just from the documentaries we've watched or the quick news stories, I don't think there's a great desire to transition from the one that does everything they want to someone who has opinions.
Usually that is the case.
Yeah. So real people eat so much more.
They do. Take up space. Use the toilet.
Yeah.
They
drink drinks.
Any part of that.
That's a lot.
Oh, you got to impress them too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to keep trying to woo a sex doll.
They're not dishwasher friendly.
Yeah. You never have to worry about if they finish or not.
They always finish.
I wonder if they do,
at the same
though.
Time as you.